Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring reinventing water and wastewater in Latin America, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. Latin America's water and wastewater ecosystem is expanding steadily, but the path forward isn't without complexity. From infrastructure gaps to sustainability pressures, the region is navigating multiple challenges at once. To unpack what's really changing, we're bringing together insights from Frost & Sullivan's analysts working closely with utilities, industries, and solution providers across the region. To start us off, how would you describe the current state of the water and wastewater ecosystem in Latin America?
What stands out is momentum paired with imbalance. Growth is being driven by municipal infrastructure expansion, rising industrial demand, and a stronger push towards sustainable water management. But while demand is accelerating, systems on the ground are still catching up, especially when it comes to efficiency, monitoring, and reuse.
Traditional systems still dominate in many parts of the region. Where are you seeing the biggest shifts?
Digital water technologies are starting to reshape operations. Utilities are deploying IoT-enabled monitoring, AI-based leak detection, and smart water management platforms to improve efficiency and water quality. At the same time, circular water economy solutions, like reuse systems and desalination, remain underutilized. Funding constraints, regulatory uncertainty, and public health concerns continue to slow adoption, even though the need is clear.
Which explains why smart water management is becoming a strategic priority rather than a technical upgrade. Let's talk about what's really driving change. What forces are shaping the future of water and wastewater management in Latin America?
Three forces stand out. First, disruptive technologies, particularly advanced treatment, reuse, and resource recovery solutions. These improve operational efficiency while supporting circularity and pollution control. Second, internal challenges. High capital and operating costs, combined with a shortage of skilled professionals, are slowing adoption of smart systems. And third, transformative megatrends. Climate change, water scarcity, and rapid urbanization are pushing utilities toward adaptive, digitally enabled water systems.
So growth is there, but only for organizations that align technology, talent, and strategy. Who's already stepping up and delivering impact across the region?
Several global players are leading by example. Veolia is advancing decarbonization, decontamination, and resource regeneration through its Green Up 2027 strategy. Solenis is helping water-intensive industries improve efficiency and environmental performance with sustainable chemical solutions. Ecolab is enabling digital water management and process optimization across mining, power, food and beverage, and municipal sectors.
The common thread is clear: digital capability paired with long-term strategic planning. Growth isn't uniform across Latin America. Where should providers be paying the closest attention?
Regional dynamics matter significantly. Brazil is leading investment in membrane bioreactors, ultrafiltration, and reverse osmosis, driven by stricter discharge regulations. Mexico is expanding reuse and closed-loop systems to support advanced manufacturing clusters. Chile's momentum is mining-led, with strong demand for RO, ZLD, and desalination. Meanwhile, Argentina, Colombia, and Peru are upgrading treatment and monitoring systems across oil and gas, food processing, mining, and agriculture.
Which means ROI depends on matching solutions to regulatory and industrial realities. Let's shift to where the next wave of opportunity is emerging.
Three areas stand out. First, water digitalization. Non-revenue water losses average 40 to 45% across the region. Utilities are responding by deploying IoT and AI, rolling out smart meters, and strengthening regulatory frameworks to improve billing accuracy and detect anomalies. Second, water as a service. High upfront costs make advanced treatment difficult to adopt. WaaS models, subscription-based, end-to-end solutions, are helping utilities and industries overcome financial and technical barriers using modular and scalable systems. Third, biogas generation. Sewage sludge is an underused energy resource. By installing anaerobic digesters and adopting closed-loop wastewater management, treatment plants can cut energy costs, reduce emissions, and support renewable energy goals.
Together, these opportunities redefine how value is created across the water ecosystem. Before we wrap up, what's the one thing decision makers should keep in mind?
The future of water and wastewater in Latin America will be shaped by how effectively organizations combine digital technologies, circular solutions, and strategic investment. Those that act now, building the right partnerships and business models, will be best positioned to lead in a more constrained, data-driven water future.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.